If you've ever felt like batching tasks just doesn't work for you, then this episode is going to change your mind. The problem isn't batching itself, it's how you've been approaching it. Most small business owners struggle to find time to get ahead because they're constantly switching gears, handling a million different things at once, and feeling exhausted by the end of the day. What if I told you that batching tasks isn't about working harder or locking yourself in your office for hours? Today, we're diving into what batching really looks like, why it might not have worked for you, and how you can start batching in a way that fits your business, your life, and your team. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here. I hope some of you listening today are actually skeptics about batching. And my hope for this episode is to convince you to give it another try and to approach it from a different perspective. So I really hope by the time you get to this end of this episode, you'll be convinced that batching is right for you, your business, and your team. All right, let's talk about batching, and let's start with an analogy that'll help make this make some more sense, I think. Think about doing your laundry, and imagine if instead of washing a full load at once, you threw in one sock. You waited for the cycle to finish, and then you added a shirt. You waited again, and then washed one towel. Now, I know this sounds ridiculous. It would take forever to get your laundry done, right? But this is exactly what a lot of small business owners do with the work that they have on their plates. They handle one email, then they switch to a client project, then they pause to answer a Slack message, then they try to write content, and then back to the inbox. It's constant start and stop, and it is draining. So instead, I want us to do what we do with our laundry. We batch it, right? We gather everything, we wash it all in one go, we dry it all in one go, and we fold it all in one go. Well, hopefully we do. It's faster, it's more efficient, and it takes way less energy. This is what batching your tasks does for your business. Instead of constantly switching between different types of work, you group similar tasks together so that you're working with your brain instead of against it. And let me tell you, when you truly embrace batching, the way you work completely transforms. When I first started my business, I was in full reactive mode. I was constantly bouncing from one thing to the next. Client calls, writing content on the fly, checking emails every 5 minutes. I felt busy all the time. But at the end of the day, I didn't feel like I'd actually accomplished much. And then I started batching. And the difference? Oh, night and day. Instead of scrambling to create content every day, I started setting aside dedicated time to plan and batch it out. Suddenly, social media wasn't a daily stressor. And instead of checking emails all day long, I scheduled 2 time blocks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. My inbox no longer controlled my day. And instead of recording podcast episodes one at a time, I started batching two or three in a session. This meant I had episodes ready to go instead of scrambling at the last minute. And you know what happened? I got so much more done in less time. My days felt lighter. I wasn't constantly juggling tasks in my head. And the best part, I had more space for creativity, strategy, and actually growing my business. So before we even deep dive into the specifics of batching tasks, let's talk about why this matters so much. One of the biggest frustrations I hear from business owners all the time is this feeling of constantly doing. Checking things off a never-ending to-do list, but still not making the progress they want. It's exhausting. And the worst part is that they feel busy all the time, but at the end of the day, they don't feel like you've actually built anything. And if that's you, I want you to know there's a better way. This is exactly why I created my Focus and Freedom coaching sessions, to help business owners step out of that cycle of overwhelm and into a way of working that actually supports their business and their life. Because let's be real, what's the point of running your own business if you feel just as overworked as you did when you had a 9-to-5? A huge piece of this puzzle is learning how to manage your time in a way that actually works for you. And that's where batching tasks comes in. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh, I've tried batching before and it just doesn't work for me. It might be good for you, Donna, but nah, for me, no. I want you to stick with me because chances are you're not batching. It's not batching that didn't work. It's the way you tried to do it. So if you've ever tried batching before and felt like it didn't work, here's what might have gone wrong. First, you may have tried to batch in huge, unrealistic chunks. Batching doesn't mean locking yourself away for 8 hours to write an entire month's worth of content. That's exhausting just saying it, never mind trying to do it. Instead, start small. Batch just two or three things at a time. Secondly, you may not have been batching the right way for your energy levels. And let me explain. Some people do their best creative work in the morning and others in the later afternoon or in the evening. If you're forcing yourself to batch when you have low energy or no energy, it's gonna feel awful. So make sure you're paying attention to those energy levels and when you do your best level work. Lastly, you may not have had a system to follow through. So batching only works if you actually schedule it in. If you don't block out the time, trust me, it'll never happen. All right, now I want to dive a little deeper into how you can batch in a way that actually works for you. And I'm going to give several examples and talk about a few different things. So if you hear something and that resonates with you, great, go give it a try. If you hear something and you think, that's not me, that's okay too, because we're not all built the same. So one way to start is by batching according to tools. So as an example, if you already have a certain software tool open, make the most of it. If you're in Canva creating a post, knock out two or three more while everything is in there and set up and your mind is ready and you're going. If you're recording a video for social media, film a couple other ones while you're there and you're already in the zone. If you're in your email marketing platform, write the next week's email while you're in there. This simple shift will save you so much time. Now, be cautious. Remember, I didn't say if you're in your email marketing, write the emails for the next month and a half, right? No, write next week's email. If you're filming a video, do one or two more. Keep it short and keep it simple, but put two or three of them together. Another way to badge is by category. So instead of jumping between different types of work, I want you to group similar tasks together. So set aside dedicated time for writing, whether that's emails, blog posts, social media, whatever it is that's on your plate. Have a block of time for admin tasks like invoices, emails, and scheduling. Do deep work like strategy and content creation without interruptions. When you batch by category, your brain stays focused instead of constantly shifting gears, which we know by science drags us down, costs more energy, and at the end of the day, makes us exhausted. And if you're someone who feels like, I don't know that I have time for batching, try micro-batching instead. This might be your new best friend. So sometimes you may not have time for a full batching session. So try micro-batching. Instead of trying to create all your content at once, just spend 10 minutes brainstorming ideas, right? Instead of clearing your inbox all day, set a 15-minute block to power through those responses. Instead of waiting for the perfect time to record the content, film a quick video when you already have good lighting, your makeup, your hair, you're dressed, you're ready to go. Batching doesn't have to be an all-day event. It can be quick and it can be flexible. And then here's the other side of this that we don't hear very often. And that is that if you have a team, your team should be batching as well. If you have a VA or a social media manager or an assistant, encourage them to work this way. Instead of having them check emails all day long, have them batch responses. Instead of creating content daily, have them batch the graphics, the captions, and scheduling in chunks. And when everyone on your team is batching, your entire business will run smoother. You know, when I first started batching tasks, I expected it to help me be more productive. But what I didn't expect was how much it would free up my mental space. I suddenly had room to actually think about my business instead of just reaching to whatever was thrown at me that day. Instead of constantly feeling behind, I had time to plan ahead, to make intentional decisions, and to step back and actually enjoy the business I was building. And this is what I want for you as well. So many business owners feel stuck in survival mode, always busy, but never quite making the progress that they want. And that's exactly why I created my Focus and Freedom coaching sessions. Because batching isn't about just getting more done. It's about reclaiming your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters to your business. When I work with business owners in these sessions, we take a step back from the daily grind and look at what's really keeping you stuck. Maybe you've tried batching before and it didn't work because you were missing the right system. Maybe you're spending way too much time on tasks that aren't actually moving your business forward. Or maybe you want to free up more time, but don't know where to start. And that's where I come in. Together, we map out a strategy that works for you, one that fits your unique business, your energy levels, and your schedule. So if you're tired of feeling stretched thin and ready to work smarter, not harder, then I'd love to help you. You can book a Focus and Freedom coaching session with me, and we'll dive deep into what's holding you back, what changes you actually make a difference, and how you can start making batching work for you. Okay, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge. I want you to pick one area of your business where you can start batching tasks this week. Just one. Maybe it's writing content in advance. Maybe it's setting email time blocks. Maybe it's batching admin work instead of spreading it out throughout the day. Give it a try. See how it feels. And if you want personalized help figuring out how to optimize your time and energy, then book a session with me. Let's get you out of the daily grind and into a business that actually feels good to run. Alrighty, thanks for listening. I'm so glad you're here, and I can't wait to bring you another episode next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.